get on with our question that we're going to get an answer to this afternoon.
Your questions, your answers.
BBC Radio Bristol.
And this comes in from you, Henry in Bishopston. This is a naughty old question. See how we get on with the answer on this one. Because Henry asks in Bishopston, how many emotions are there? It's an interesting question. Philosophical, deep, meaningful. But let's get an answer from Eileen Webb, who's a psychologist from Mind and Mood and the author of two books. Eileen, good afternoon.
Hello, John. Hello. Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining me. So, this is a knotty question. Let's deal with what an emotion is, firstly. What is an emotion?
Emotion is energy in motion. Emotion. Okay. So everything, all the thoughts and emotions we have got vibrational frequency associated with it. So do the emotions.
Right.
So where your focus goes, your energy flows.
So where your focus goes, your energy goes.
Energy flows.
Ah, right. Okay. So let's pick an emotion, and we'll talk about the numbers of emotions there are. Let's pick the emotion of anger. Is that an emotion?
Yeah.
So talk me through that one.
It's also, yeah. Anger is one of the basic emotions that we have. The scientists have identified 8 major main emotions, which are anger, fear, sadness, joy, disgust, surprise, trust, and anticipation. And from there, we have got deeper emotions that are related to it. For example, with anger, which is one of the basic emotions, and the animals have it, the babies have it, so it's okay to have anger. Within anger, you can experience, you know, being enraged, exasperated, irritable, jealous, disgusted. And deeper than that, you can, you know, there is another level of it, can be aggravated, resentful, envious, revolted, frustrated, agitated, hostile, hateful. So these are all come, for example, under anger. Does that make sense?
It does. So anger is a headline, and then within that you've got the various nuances depending upon the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I'm working something out here by talking to you, that mood is different from emotion.
Well, your emotions and your thoughts decide your mood.
Ah, right, okay.
How you feel, yeah. So,
so give me the main emotions then that we have, Eileen, the ones that then determine our mood.
Yeah, of course. So it's really funny because Brené Brown has made a research some time ago, quite recent one, and the participants could only identify 3 emotions. And if and they were bad, sad, and glad. And if you think about that, they're claiming there are 34,000 emotions that humans can feel. Bringing it down to 3 is really quite shocking, isn't it? That they could identify 3. But the basic emotions are anger, fear, sadness, joy, disgust, surprise, trust, and anticipation. Again, those are all, the scientists and researchers suggested ways of identifying emotions, because our emotions come from our limbic brain, which is a part of our brain that is about 250 million years old. All our experiences, memories, emotions are stored there. And our cortex, the thinking, planning, the executive part of our brain, which makes us different than other animals, mammals, is about 500,000 years old. So there's a lot of traffic from our emotional brain to the cortex, but there is less traffic back to the limbic brain. So we can be really overwhelmed with emotions because that part of our brain is millions and millions of years
old. So this stuff, Eileen, is hardwired into us then. So this is nature, not nurture. I mean, obviously, how you respond or handle your emotions will be down to your environment and perhaps down to the way you've been brought up and how others around you have handled those emotions. But the ones you've described there, let's pick one of them. Lust. You said lust, didn't you? Let's pick that. That is a basic, multi, you know, many thousands of years locked into the sort of the genetic code of us.
Yeah, it's in your limbic brain, which is about 250 million years old.
I beg your pardon, millions of years, yeah.
Yeah. So emotions you cannot get rid of. You will feel emotions. They come, as I said, they're energy in motion. They don't stay. They come and go exactly like waves in the sea. But how we learn, as I said, there is a lot more traffic, one-way traffic towards the cortex from the emotional brain. And because our cortex and our language part of our brain is so much younger, we find it sometimes difficult to express how we feel.
So that gets to something sometimes where someone is, let's say they're really angry. They're really, uh-huh. really angry, but they don't have the language, the ability to articulate that anger. And that's not because they are inarticulate, they don't have the language. It's that the anger, that emotion, is millions of years old, and the way that you would express that anger is only hundreds of thousands of years old.
Well, that's one thing, but really most important thing with anger there is that you are in fight or flight. Anger. And when you are in fight or flight, the communication between the limbic brain and the cortex, the thinking brain, shuts down. So you can't think.
Okay.
You act.
This is where you act, isn't it? This is acting on instinct.
Yeah. So your body goes, we have to protect the organism. There's no time to think. And that's why when you are, for example, when you are driving and something just pops in front of you and you hit the brake and you are all shaky and that's your fight or flight. If you had time to think, you probably would have hit whatever was in front of you. So protection, fight or flight happens all very quickly within the nervous system, sympathetic nervous system. It's involuntary.
Fascinating
However,
stuff.
With